This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We have a very different kind of Kingdom Pursuits for you today. I'm very excited to do it, actually. God kind of led me in this direction because it's an interesting thing. Thanksgiving week is never the easiest time to find guests. And so I do sort of have a guest, and I want to bring out, you know, the Jesus Junkets that's coming up at 11:30. And the guest, so to speak, is David Garrison. And he wrote the book, A Wind in the House of Islam. And David is actually coming to Calvary Baptist Church tomorrow, and you can hear him speak. I think he's speaking like six times between 1 and 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, that's a big, big deal. And I got a soundbite from David that I want to play. But, you know, I was thinking about, and God kind of led me this way. He says, Robbie, you know, how did God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? So the real question would be for Robbie. How does he take your passion, Robbie, and use it to build the kingdom? So I thought that I would spend a little time this morning kind of going into how God does that in my own life, because my real passion is for him. And so the time that I spend with him, he's kind of showed me some things, and I want to share that in the show today. I'm going to go into kind of how he teaches me, and maybe you can glean from something there that would be fun for you to try. So we're going to get into that. But first of all, you know, it is a couple days after Thanksgiving. And so speaking of turkeys, right? I'm going to actually start off with a riddle that you can call in and win at 866-348-7884. Why didn't Mom season the turkey? So that is not a Bible riddle today. It's actually, why didn't Mom season the turkey? And it's going to be a Robbie kind of pun riddle. So why didn't Mom season the turkey? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they can call in and tell us, why didn't Mom season the turkey, with a good pun to go with that, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
All right. Yes, sir. They will win a book from the Christian Car Guy Prize Vault.
Or the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault in this particular case.
Yes. But that's right.
It's easy.
It is. We have two vaults.
It's a completely different vault. And it's not, we cleaned out the Christian Car Guy vault a minute ago. But in this one, you know, so we did that one early. Why didn't Mom season the turkey? 866-348-7884 to win that book out of the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault. But just because I know you're probably hungry for puns, and this is Robbie's show, I get to do this. So a first grade class was asked to write a paragraph called What I'm Thankful For on Thanksgiving. And little Johnny's began, I'm thankful that I'm not a turkey. Yes. And my family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I told them I couldn't quit cold turkey. And Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare, and they're consumed in just 12 minutes. And halftime just happens to be 12 minutes. Do you think this is a coincidence? I think not. If you call a large turkey a gobbler, what do you call a small one? That would be a goblet. Aha. Yeah, there you go. And why did the police arrest the turkey? You might be shocked to know they suspected him of foul play. And if your great-grandmother saw you making boxed mashed potatoes, she would turn over in her gravy. Just saying. Oh, yeah. And what would you get if you crossed a turkey with a ghost? Danny, you would get a poultrygeist. There you go. And what did the hipster say the day after Thanksgiving? I liked the leftovers before they were cool. I liked leftovers before they were cool. It would be good if I could actually even tell the joke. All right. So what do you call a turkey on the day after Thanksgiving? What do you think, Keith? You call him Lucky. And what do modern-day Native Americans call a pilgrim? There you go. A pilgrim reaper. Pilgrim reaper. Oh, I know. I know. If the pilgrims came on the Mayflower, then why does the teacher, what does the teacher come on? They come on scholarships. There you go. There you go. And what did you wear to Thanksgiving? A harvest. Have you ever thought about that? And my personal favorite at the end of this list is a potato and a sweet potato were playing on the playground. The sweet potato said to the potato, "Hey, I just found out I'm related to you." And the potato said, "No, you're not." And the sweet potato said, "Yes, I am." Now, I am personally shocked that no one has called in with my question today. Why didn't Mom season the turkey? 866-348-7884. And as I mentioned, I'm going to get to my own way that God takes my passion and he uses it to build the kingdom in just a minute. But first, I want to play a soundbite from David Garrison, who will be speaking at Calvary tomorrow from between 1 and 6. He's going to speak like 6 times. He wrote the book, A Wind in the House of Islam, which is going to be featured today on Jesus Junkets. It's coming up at 11:30. This is where we tell stories, missionary stories. And there are several stories in the book, The Wind of Islam, which I think are absolutely astonishing. And I think you're going to so enjoy that Jesus Junkets today. But here I'm going to play a soundbite from David Garrison to get a feel of him.
My wife and I and our two children took the assignment of Libyan Arabs. Studied Arabic for several years in Egypt and Tunisia and projected ministries into Libya from a non-residential base. We were not allowed to live there as Americans. I tell people during those years, we learned a lot of ways not to win Muslims to, by which I mean, you know, we did everything we knew to do. They just didn't seem to be very responsive at that time. Now, 10 years later, flash forward, and we took an assignment as director of Southern Baptist work in South Asia, which is India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, and the Maldives Islands. We had more Muslims in South Asia than in all the Middle East and North Africa combined. And something was different. This was around 2002, 2003. We had lots of Muslim background believer partners. We were seeing a lot of Muslims come to Christ, began in Bangladesh, and then began spreading to other ethno-linguistic people groups across that region. We stayed in that work until 2009 when we relocated to the Colorado Springs area to learn from and share best practices with other Great Commission Christians. There's so many of them based in the Colorado Springs area. And over the course of that time, it became more and more aware of the fact that something was changing in the Muslim world. And that's what led us to this investigative research over the next 3 years into the Muslim world, into Muslim movements to Christ, ultimately resulting in a book called A Wind in the House of Islam.
So that is Jesus Junkets today. It also is an opportunity for you to go see David Garrison personally. And I can tell you by reading his book, it's kind of astonishing that for nearly 12 centuries, there was no significant Christian movement among the Muslims. But there's the beginning of a small one that we're going to talk about today in Jesus Junkets. So stay tuned. You're going to hear more about that and more from David Garrison. But again, you've got opportunity, especially if you're in the North Carolina area, to come to Calvary Baptist Church on Country Club Boulevard tomorrow between 1 and 6. I understand he's speaking like 6 times. And so if you go to Calvary, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can see that schedule and that kind of thing. So when we come back, we're actually going to say, how does God take Robbie's passion and use it to build the kingdom? As if I were to evaluate that, what did God do in my own life? You're going to hear my story when we come back. So stay tuned. So much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up, followed by Jesus Junkets at 11:30. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So today we're going to talk about my own passion, how God has used it to build the kingdom. It actually really blows my own mind. I was just like, how did this happen? Robbie, well, how it happened was I was a car salesman, if you didn't know that. And, you know, God was going to develop a passion in me, but I had no idea. And so you may have heard me say before that the two major events in my life, my own foot washing, if you were, from my previous show, were, number one, I went to hear a sermon on prayer one time where this particular pastor gave the idea that you have two ears and one mouth, and we need to listen in prayer twice as much as we talk. And that definitely changed my life significantly. But what really, really, really changed my life even more than that was when I picked up the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And the idea was I was going to sell more cars, but God was going to meet this car salesman where I was. And in the beginning of it, it said, if you'll get up an hour early and read the Bible, that you will develop a positive mental attitude. Because he knew, Norman Vincent Peale did, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that began about 1991, where I would begin reading the Bible every morning for an hour. And that really became, in so many ways, my passion as I got to know God better. I not only would read the Bible in the morning, I eventually got the whole Bible on tape, and I would travel a lot between dealerships and all sorts of stuff. So I would listen to the Bible and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. Of course, I went to sermons and that kind of thing. But my real joy was just to spend time in the Word and begin to see where God was taking me with all that. And then I went on a trip, interestingly, to Russia and a bunch of places. And on the plane ride over there with my wife, God said to me clearly, as I was listening in prayer this time, he said, I want you to write down the insights that you're getting from your Bible study. And so I began to journal. And it was like I leveled up. It was like I ate the cherries or something, you know, when you're on Pac-Man. And all of a sudden, we went to the next level. And not only were we studying the Bible, but now we were journaling the things that he was teaching me. And this was about 1993, so about 2 years after I began reading through the Bible. And oh my goodness, I started this whole idea of praying through my time in the morning as well, and thanking God over and over and over again, and writing down all the things that I was thankful for were all part of what that journaling experience would be. And so between my prayer time and my time in the Word, I became more and more passionate, fell more and more in love with God. Again, I was a car salesman, but then I all of a sudden had to have a Bible study in the dealership, and that led to all sorts of conflict where I actually got fired, and then started my own dealership, and that led to all sorts of shenanigans. There's no doubt about that if you know my story. But in 2006, moving forward a number of years, I'd met Stu Epperson by that time, and in my prayer time, those times when I was passionate with God, now he was going to take my passion in a new direction. He was like, Robbie, I want you to start the Christian Car Guy show. And I was terrified of doing radio. I mean, it just seemed crazy to me. But I knew Stu, and he was sort of my fleece. And when I went to Stu, and he said, oh, Robbie, that's a great idea. You need to start that this Saturday. Then all of a sudden, God had taken my passion, where I was falling in love with him, and asking me to now begin to talk about what he was teaching me. Not just from a car format, but from all sorts of formats, even as you would have heard today, and Moses is on the holy ground. Well, then after I came to work for Truth Broadcasting, I met these guys from the Masculine Journey, and it was like I leveled up again, and all sorts of things started happening in my prayer life and my reading of the scriptures. And again, if you listen to Masculine Journey Radio, I began to collect this band of brothers, which, you know, has just been a phenomenal part of what God has done for me. About 2 years ago, that was 3 years ago, I started asking God every morning, and I did this in my journal, which I had switched to an electronic journal. I did it in my notes on my phone, and I just began to ask God for my word of the day. And this was huge in my life. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, he would give me this word. And then throughout the day, I would see how this word would connect to my day. And I would study that word, look up the etymology of that word. I just had a blast with this word. But interestingly, when I got back from the boot camp, which we had here about 2 weeks ago, the Monday after that happened, through a really crazy fluke, my whole journal that I had electronic there got gone. Which I won't go into the details of that. It was all of a sudden gone, and I felt like somebody had hit me in the stomach. Like, oh my gosh, my whole life is right. This is my book right there. My whole life with God, I was, you know, how he had used my passion. And so I started to ask God. He was like, well, Robbie, we have a new season coming, and I want you to start a new practice, not just getting a word for the day. Now I want you to ask me every day, God, what are you praying for me? Jesus, what are, you know, because, you know, Jesus is right there at the right hand of God. What are you praying for me? And so after I did that, I get my word of the day, and then I'm asking for a scripture. And can I just tell you, over the last 3 weeks, it was like I leveled up again. It was like, oh my gosh, like he just took me to something even new and more fruit and more passion. Like I sometimes in the morning just, And by the way, what was an hour years ago, actually, I get up about 3:45 now, and I really am in that study until about 8:00. And so between prayer and study, I mean, and you would think that, and I never seem to have enough time. Yes, I do take a nap during the day to make up, but oh my gosh, I mean, that's where God. You know, if you say, Robbie, you're involved in this ministry, and that ministry, or this radio show and that radio show, how did that all take place? Well, he just developed my love for him through spending time with him there. And interestingly, the more time I seem to spend there, the more fruitful, you know, he gives you. Because, you know, the idea was of this show originally, I was looking at the ministry, but, you know, God's, I like what Rick Warren said, that, you know, God's a lot more interested in who you are than what you do. And so, you know, that time that you fall more in love with God, whatever that looks like in your life, I mean, as you do that, I think you actually begin an opportunity to do the Great Commission, which I know as a car salesman, it should be Great Commission, but if you think about what the Great Commission really says, Jesus would have thought about that in Hebrew terms. And the word disciple in Greek, you may know, means enthusiastic learner. But in Hebrew, the word is Talmud. You know what that means? In Hebrew, disciple is Talmud. That means literally a Bible scholar, somebody that spends time trying to look into the intricacies of God. Now, not picking up all the traditions necessarily, but just spending time with him, finding out more and more and more about him. And in doing so, oh my goodness, I mean, you will, I don't see how you could miss. You would spend that much time with God and he will develop a passion. If you can't do it for an hour, do it for 20 minutes, do it for 30 minutes. There's a really fantastic app that Ransom Heart just came out with just this week, John Eldridge. It's called the 1 Minute Pause. But actually, there's a 1 minute pause, 2 minute pause, 3 minute, and there's a 10 minute pause. Just great prayers to spend in time with him. It's free. You can just go to Ransom Heart, 1 minute pause, and you can get that app for your phone. You know, I've enjoyed that a lot of time, where you just begin, you know, a process of how can I develop my love for you, God? And when in doing that, there's no doubt in my mind that whether it's missions or working with special needs children or working with the Jesus Labor Love or doing the devotions at Somerset or any of the many radio shows or ministries that God has given me, the only way that I would be able to, you know, really have any fruit is if he didn't, you know, to continue to enlighten me. I mean, because as you read the word, right, you're going to get more and more Jesus. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And actually, as you begin to take that in and begin to memorize it and see it and put it together in your life, then all of a sudden these lights come on, and they, you start connecting the dots of all sorts of different ways that you can put together the Scriptures. So for me, even this very week, you know, he gave me that, Robbie, I'm praying for you that you will be able to stand. And as I began to study what that was that he was praying for me and began to study the word that he gave me, stand, then all of a sudden I found this place where Moses was standing on holy ground. And then, oh my goodness, he began to reveal these secrets to me to see that, oh, that's so connected to the disciples' feet getting washed, and that's so connected to how the feet are beautiful of the one who gets good news, and so connected to, you know, the whole idea of, you know, Ephesians 6, where it says, you know, he who, you know, shods his feet with the gospel of peace. Well, I don't know if you've ever even seen that, but if you look at David, when he's waiting for the word on Absalom, it's in 2 Kings, I mean, excuse me, it's in 2 Samuel, where he's waiting on that, and they go, oh, that must be Ahithophel, he's bringing good news. Well, of course, those people who spend time in the word are going to have beautiful feet, they're going to be running like somebody who has good news. So how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? Well, spend time with him and it'll be like you're in holy ground. Now stay tuned. You got a episode, wonderful episode, I think, of Jesus Junkets, where we get to hear from David Garrison's A Wind in the House of Islam, followed by Masculine Journey. Right? It starts here now at 12 o'clock. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits.